Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon bunts towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Noon. The throw from Schock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball four. Jones moves to second. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Tavener moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tavener scores. Bassler moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Basler scores. Whitehill moves to second. It's 3-0, Tigers. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehill, and towards O'Rourke, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Dickie Kerr now pitching. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Dickie Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the mound. Whitehill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Schock moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Ma still moves to third. Collins moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Shealy, and towards Collins, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Basler takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Basler and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Com moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk bunts towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Com scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Dickie Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mostill hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noone is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Noone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Falk. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Noone moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Al Wingo. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman takes first base on ball 4. Noone scores. O'Rourke moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Fred Haney pinch hits for Bob Jones. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to home to get O'Rourke. Fothergill moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill scores. Heilman moves to third. Haney moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Basler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill now playing left field. Fred Haney now playing third base. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Falk reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Collins scores. Falk scores. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Basler and he is out, O'Rourke applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schock hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke catches it and throws to first to double up Kaum. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maw still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Basler hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Noon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Com bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk is walked intentionally. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schalk moves to second. Jess Doyle now pitching. Johnny Maw still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maw still is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maw still hits a ball on the ground towards second. O'Rourke can't make a play. That's a base hit. Barrett scores. Shock scores. Connolly moves to third. Ma still moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Connolly scores. Ma still scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Collins hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Collins reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 11-5, White Sox. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Collins steals third. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 12-5, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Sheely moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-4 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.